This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Isn't that what everybody wants? Well, you're invited to set your expectations high. If you want better energy, mental clarity, optimal physical function, and the absence of disease, if that's what you want, well, you've come to the right place. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. And since your body didn't come with an owner's manual, I provide this radio health talk show that is nationwide. Unlike the government, I really am here to help you out with your health. Because if you wear out your body, where are you going to live? We have a fantastic show planned for you today. Never enough time to get all the information that we'd like to impart for you, but we'll do our very best job to get her done today. Before I tell you what we have on tap, and also a little bit later in this hour, we're going to be introducing you to a special guest on the program, who has a very important message. But I want to take this time to take care of some unfinished business. You know, sometimes we try to squeeze so much content, so much health-related content into our show that it gets so full, and sometimes I get a little distracted, and we don't get her done. But I wanted to circle back to some information that I spoke about on a previous show related to people who use marijuana and the fact that marijuana users are often under the belief system that if you use the wacky tobacco weed, that you're going to be healthier than you would if you don't. In fact, some believe that it is a cancer cure. But yet we see in the news marijuana users are 22% more likely to need emergency rooms or hospitals compared to non-marijuana users because of the issue of respiratory issues and physical injuries. Those are the main causes. I mean, when you're stoned and you're inebriated under the influence of THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana, your reflexes are slow, things are messed up. Researchers at the University of Toronto in Canada found that those who use marijuana as a drug recreationally are 22% more likely to need emergency room services for any reason compared to the general population who are not using marijuana. The most common reasons were physical injury and respiratory issues, respiratory infections, though it is unclear whether these problems, they say, of course, as they spin a little bit of room here. They don't know for sure if it's related to the smoking, but awfully clear from the evidence that they gathered. Marijuana use has become, of course, a commonplace in America as it slowly earns legalization and decriminalization across our country. While it is generally seen as a safe drug compared to others, it may carry significant downsides as well. In fact, so many people believe it's sort of a gateway to many of the drugs. And that has been argued so much over the years. An NIH, National Institutes of Health study, found that frequent adolescent users of marijuana are twice as likely to suffer occupational injuries than their peers. Ohio State University researchers found that those who use marijuana are more likely to self-harm and die from any cause. They were also able to establish links between cannabis or marijuana use and cognitive issues, which we have discussed on this program many times. Respiratory-related reasons were the second most common cause for emergency room visits and hospitalizations in all-cause outcome. Now, the latest findings were published in the British Medical Journal from not a small study, but a very large study of over 35,000 within that study. And the participants, in terms of their range, aged 12 to 65 years. So this is a call to action for both users of marijuana and those who allow it to be used in their within their family, because they look at it as the lesser of the evil. Marijuana users were more likely to die as a result of any illness or injury. That's what the researchers are finding. It's not me saying this. Keep this in mind. Don't shoot the messenger. This is not the first study, however, to tie marijuana use to an increased risk of suffering injury and all kinds of other things. In fact, we discussed on this radio show a study that was out, I think it was around probably 10 years ago, found that students who used marijuana more than 40 times in a 30-day period of time, and believe me, many marijuana smokers are smoking all day long. They wake up smoking, they smoke during the day, they smoke before they go to bed. It starts out just like cigarette smoking with the recreational use, experimental use, because your friends are using it, kind of a space. And then it moves from, hey, that felt good, I'll do it again and again. And it, gosh, if that feels good, why am I not doing it all day long? And in this particular study, 40 times in 30 days, it's like maybe a little over once a day, indicating they were frequent users, were at an increased risk of suffering from work-related injuries, meaning they go to work stoned and they hurt themselves compared to those who are not under the influence of marijuana. So take from that whatever you wish to take from it. All I can take from it is just my own personal experience with patients who have been shackled to and addicted to marijuana, and many of them, of course, claiming that there's no way that they could be addicted to marijuana because it's not addictive, and get very, very testy when you challenge that, especially that. And also, of course, the theory of marijuana being a gateway drug to other things. But again, it's sort of the concept that if you're willing to inhale substances into your body that have nothing to do with the health moving forward of your body, that in fact have all kinds of chemicals that we are just barely understanding when they are heated up and inhaled. It's a mindset. How does that have to do with, what does that have to do with survival and breathing and taking care of one's lungs and brain and body? But I get it. It's an innocent thing in the beginning. It's experimental. We, as human beings, we like to experiment on things, especially if we believe from the outset they're not going to kill us because others are doing it. So why not? Why shouldn't I? with all that peer pressure. All my friends are doing it. They're cool. And I'm not cool because I'm not doing it. So the pressure that comes to bear on young children and teenagers is horrendous. They are outcasts. They are aliens almost if they don't toke up like their friends. So they do. And eventually it becomes habitual. And that habit, because it's not enough, could lead to the next level of introduction to risky behavior, as in another drug. Even though those who are always holding the line on marijuana not being addictive will tell you, no, it can't be. It can't be a gateway drug, no way. But yet we find that it is. All right, we have a very special guest coming up with some important information about your health and the health of those you love. Stick with us, and you might want to also be prepared to take notes as well. And a lot of other information coming here on the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Dr. Bob Martin here. Are you or a loved one fighting cancer and losing the battle? Are the current treatments being offered just as scary as the diagnosis? If so, don't worry. Dr. Goodyear at Brio Medical can help you. Dr. Goodyear is a world leader in holistic integrative cancer treatments using the most advanced scientific and evidence-based cancer-killing therapies to help cancer of all types and at all stages. Dr. Goodyear's ultimate aim of individualized treatment programs is to combat cancer on every level, to break cancer's cycle of resistance and invasion, effective treatments to achieve no evidence of disease. Brio Medical has a team of medical doctors who specialize in treating all types of cancer at all stages of cancer. Do not wait. Call Brio now. 844-411-BRIO. 844-411-BRIO. That's 844-411-BRIO. Or visit BrioMedical.com. 844-411-2746.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait. We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We've got a special guest scheduled today, and we'll hopefully reach him. Cell phones are always fun when they're not working. Not. But we'll get a hold of him and introduce you to the topic that we're going to cover in a little bit. Meanwhile, let's get to some other important information. Many of you are now reading about the so-called new variant, the BA4 or BA5 COVID-19 variant. They're calling it the Ninja variant. And now we're seeing an uptick in cases of people becoming infected all over the United States. Mostly those who have been, of course, fully vaccinated and boosted. They're the ones who are getting hit the hardest. That's my observation, and that's the data that I'm seeing. And, of course, to remind you about what we were told in the very beginning when the pandemic began back in 2020, if you get the vaccine, you won't have to worry about getting sick. If you get the vaccine, you won't have to worry about giving the sickness to other people. So get the vaccine. And now, of course, we know that there's just been so much misinformation, disinformation, chaos over at the CDC, the FDA, NIH. It's all there. I'm not going to regurgitate all of that. You've all been there, done it, heard it, just like I have. But now we're hearing that masks may come back. The mask mandate may be reinstituted. And you're going to be pressured, if not already, very soon, to obtain another vaccine. Now, there are there's a lot of influence that goes into this whole process. I mean, there are people such as Bill Gates, one of the richest men on the planet, who's very interested in trying to convince every single human being that they need to be vaccinated for everything every day, it seems. Bill Gates hobnobs around with a lot of other people that are of the same mindset, including, and I know he communicates with, Dr. Anthony Fauci. He obviously is very wealthy, and he contributes a lot of money to a lot of causes, including vaccines in other parts of the world, and he consults with agencies. And someone sent me a clip of Bill Gates being interviewed by Anderson Cooper, who is a host on CNN News. And I'm not sure who the person is on this clip who is talking when you hear it. And it really is discussing the fact that we are all trying, they're trying to convince everyone, even in ways to force people, so to speak, into getting vaccines. And in the beginning, you know, if you take it, you'll be good to go. Don't worry about it. And then there was two, and then there's three, and the boosting and all of that. Well, listen to the interesting information that Bill Gates, the former or the owner of, or the major stockholder of, one of the richest men's, Microsoft, and an influencer in on so many levels, philanthropically and others, his interview with Anderson Cooper and what he reveals during that CNN interview, which is the shape of things to come, folks. Listen very carefully. Here it is.
Remember when we said that if they could force you to do it once, they could force you to do it for the rest of your life, and you called us crazy? Well, Bill Gates just confirmed we're not.
I mean, now that you've had it, you know, I've had it around the same time. I've only gotten three shots total, only been boosted once. I guess we have immunity for a little while, but when do you decide to get boosted again?
So an infection where you'll get a high viral load would be like vaccination. But, you know, to be safe, every 6 months, you're probably going to be vaccinated. As we get more data, they might even make that shorter for people who are, you know, say 60 or over 70, where the duration seems to be a bit lower. So we're in for ongoing vaccination to stay absolutely safe.
I am so fucking tired of saying I told you so.
No, sorry about that, folks. That part was not supposed to go over the radio. We apologize to our affiliates. Hopefully the 7-second delay took care of that. Now, Let me just comment on what you just heard. Not sure who the first voice was in that clip, but the second voice and the third voice was Anderson Cooper, a CNN commentator. He's been there for years and years. He was interviewing Bill Gates, the person who started Microsoft, co-inventor. And you heard it. He is saying and telegraphing that, and you will probably hear this soon from one of the talking heads from our government, that you will need, if you are 65 years or 60 years of age or older, you will need a COVID vaccine, according to them, every 6 months, and in some cases, more often. Now, those of you who chose, and I respect your decision to do so because you should have the right to do that, choose whether you are going to get a vaccine or any other medical procedure, any other drug into your body, your health, your choice. If this would have been disclosed to you from the outset that you're going to take a vaccine for a viral problem, and you're going to have to take it every 6 months or more often than every 6 months, would you have been on board for that? It's frightening, and it's really tragic because so many people have been caught up in the big lie that occurred in the beginning with the promises that the government and the talking heads tried to convince everybody that this is just going to be, 2 weeks to shelter in and all that stuff, and everything is going to be just fine. Now we see, of course, the truth finally will get to the surface. It will percolate. It will get there. It takes time. Unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of casualties and a lot of collateral damage in the process of that news getting to the mainstream and finally force the mainstream or lamestream media in sharing it with you. I try to uncover this stuff as much as I can. I try to read as much as I can, try to bring it to you with, not because of a contrarian view. I personally have not been COVID vaccinated, even though I had a COVID infection naturally acquired, and did just fine, as did my wife and many of my, well, I think every single one of my adult children had COVID, none of them vaccinated, and went on natural protocols to support themselves. And this is not for everybody. I'm not suggesting it whatsoever. I'm sure there are people who have benefited by some vaccine, but not for me personally. But there are ways, if you know what you're doing, to reduce your risk of getting it in the first place. But with these highly contagious vaccines, and as I've said over the last 2.5+ years, it's not a matter of if you get a COVID infection. It's a matter of when you will get one, because these virals are highly, highly contagious. So even if you're in tip-top great shape, if you're exposed to enough viral load, you will come down. And then from there, you have to figure out what's going to happen. Will you get over it and develop complete natural immunity, including antibodies and T cells? That's the best way to go. We've got other information. Stay with us. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Stroh's Heart Drops are safe, and Stroh's guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking heart drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StrohsNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Dr. Bob Martin here. Are you or a loved one fighting cancer and losing the battle? Are the current treatments being offered just as scary as the diagnosis? If so, don't worry. Dr. Goodyear at Brio Medical can help you. Dr. Goodyear is a world leader in holistic integrative cancer treatments using the most advanced scientific and evidence-based cancer-killing therapies to help cancer of all types and at all stages. Dr. Goodyear's ultimate aim of individualized treatment programs is to combat cancer on every level, to break cancer's cycle of resistance and invasion, effective treatments to achieve no evidence of disease. Brio Medical has a team of medical doctors who specialize in treating all types of cancer at all stages of cancer. Do not wait. Call Brio now. 844-411-BRIO. 844-411-BRIO. That's 844-411-BRIO. Or visit BrioMedical.com. 844-411-2746.
Are you waiting on a lightning?
To the Dr. Bob Martin Show, I thank you for tuning into the program. I have neglected, and I will now, give out the toll-free number into the program. Should you have a health-related question you'd like to ask me, I'll do my best to help you out. Or if you have a health-related comment, that's okay, too. Phone number into the show nationwide, toll-free, 888-553-7262. 888-553-7262. 55 Dr. Bob. 1-888-553-7262 is our call-in phone number into the show. And if we are able to reach our scheduled guest before this end of the hour, we'll plug him in. Otherwise, we will reschedule him for another day. Meanwhile, let's get back to the same conversation that we were having prior to taking the bottom of the hour news break, really related to, again, COVID. It's starting to heat up, starting to percolate. You're going to be able to see it soon. If you're not already seeing a conversation within the news, both in print and in cable television, about the newest variant called the BA4 or BA5.5 COVID variant that is now on a pretty steady uptick in people becoming ill with this form of coronavirus infection. Mostly people who have been fully vaccinated and boosted. Those are the ones that I'm seeing getting sicker more often. And I spoke about it last weekend, actually, on the show. However, recently there was a TV commentator on Fox News by the name of Tucker Carlson discussing this as well. And we have had one of the people who are in this audio clip, which I'm getting ready to play for you. One of the voices that you will hear is Dr. Peter McCullough, who is a cardiologist, medical doctor, internist, and also an epidemiologist, former professor of medicine, and editor of two medical journals, and probably the 10th most cited author of medical journal peer review information. Just an incredibly amazing doctor. And he was the one that in the past we have talked about that sort of clued me in on a concept that is well known but not spoken about in the mainstream media, a process by which the vaccines, if a vaccine is given in a mass way in the middle of a pandemic, middle of the breakout of a pandemic, if you drop in a mass vaccination program at that point, you risk having a process occur called antibody dependent enhancement, which means that you will force the virus, the prevailing virus, into mutating at a much faster rate, and you will prolong the exit of the pandemic to endemic and then to, you know, colds, flus, which is what we have now. And we've now seen that play out. The idea being that if you were to, in the middle of a pandemic, drop that in, you're going to generate that kind of an effect. But if you strategically try to stratify the giving of vaccines to those people who need it the most, who are at the most risk, the elderly, the sick and infirm, or somebody who has compromised immune system, if you do that, you're going to be smarter because the rest of the population, and again, this is without exception, there are exceptions to everything too, you are more likely to overcome that pandemic and not force the virus into these strains, which we're now having to live with the, you know, all the different iterations of the viral infection. And that's called antibody independent enhancement, which is in the process now. Beyond that, we didn't know in the beginning what the outcome of these this mass vaccination program would be in terms of adverse response, because it was experimental, it was fast-tracked, it was, you know, Operation Warp Speed, not enough time, not enough people to study it, both short and long term. And even with those studies, there was a lot of, and people believe this, a lot of misinformation and outright deception to get people to take these vaccines. Well, now we're finding out about history of very tragic stories of young people, which seems that the drug companies and the FDA are hell-bent on making sure that every child, no matter how old they are, gets vaccinated or gets the COVID shots. The most recent tragic story has to do with two teenage boys living in different states whose parents trusted the government, went along with the shots, both received two doses of either Moderna or the Pfizer vaccine, and died. Now, here is an audio clip of the Tucker Carlson on Fox News, and then you'll hear also the voice of the gentleman that I spoke about, Dr. Peter McCullough, MD, cardiologist, epidemiologist, commenting on this. Okay, go.
Just days after getting their second COVID-19 vaccine, two teenage boys died in their sleep. Medical experts have been investigating what happened and have now released their report. An epidemiologist says it adds to a body of evidence that confirms Pfizer's vaccine can lead to death in children. NTD's Miguel Moreno reports.
To attend class in some parts of the country, kids need to be vaccinated against COVID-19. The federal government says they're safe, but gives them warning labels of what could lead to death.
This myocarditis warning that is out on Pfizer Moderna is very serious.
Epidemiologist Peter McCullough says this in light of a new report. Its authors investigated the cases of two teenage boys from different states. Both of them had received second doses of the Pfizer vaccine, only to die a few days later in their sleep. McCullough says that in his view, the study confirms that Pfizer's vaccines led to the deaths of the teenagers.
That's the conclusion now, and it's the conclusion of several reports in the peer-reviewed literature. This isn't the only one, so it's clear that our FDA warnings on these vaccines are valid and justified, and these reports indicate, in some cases, it's fatal.
The report was published by the College of American Pathologists, which is considered the largest organization of board-certified pathologists. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, known as the CDC, lists the myocarditis warning on its website for both Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines, but no mention that myocarditis could lead to death. We contacted the CDC, but we haven't heard back. Miguel Moreno, NTD News.
All right, if you'd like to call into the show or have a comment on what you just heard, that's fine. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals heart drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, Dr. Bob Martin, back with you. We appreciate you tuning into the program today. Thank you for that. Stick around because we have got a lot of important health information to share with you. However, just so you know, if there is a person or persons in the audience who have some health-related challenges, health-related concerns, or quagmires or dilemmas or problems, I am here for you and am available to take your phone call and do my very best to answer your health-related question. But I want you to also know that if you'd like to comment on some of the things, some of the topics that have been discussed earlier in this hour, you may do so as well, whether it's on COVID or something else that you've heard. Our number into the program, toll-free nationwide, 888-553-7262. 888-55, and then on your touchtone phone, Dr. Bob, D-R-B-O-B, 888-553-7262. Now, you may have been wondering, like I have, where has Dr. Fauci been over the last 2 or 3 weeks? Suddenly, he just dropped off the face of the earth after having been on television nonstop, radio, but particularly television. Come to find out that Dr. Anthony Fauci, emerges after a second bout with COVID-19. Now, we were hoping for his recovery, as we always do, for anybody who gets sick. But the very man who has been convincing people more often than anybody else, I think, and the person who is fully vaccinated and fully boosted, getting over COVID-19. The White House scaredemic advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has returned to public duties following his second bout of COVID-19 and is warning that our country could face a new viral surge due to waning immunity. Well, yes, of course. When you take experimental vaccines and you don't teach people anything, you can only expect waning immunity from decreasing antibody levels, if they work at all, to begin with. And I have to say that there is evidence that in the beginning, the very beginning of the original COVID-19 infection, the legacy infection, there have been people who have obviously been helped by that, may have spared a lot of lives, but then as you continue to mass vaccinate populations and you had this enhanced antibody enhancement process occur where they forced the virus into mutating, now here we are, prolonging the back end of this recovery. Well, this last Tuesday, 2 weeks after, 2 or 3 weeks after his last public appearance in late June, Dr. Fauci appeared on MSNBC and joined a White House press briefing by video conference. And he looked a little rough on that video conference, I might say, because I saw it. He appeared on that conference to warn about the spread of this new COVID variant, BA.5, a subvariant of the Omicron strain. He called on his fellow Americans to get vaccine booster shots and said health officials are now recommending people return to wearing masks indoors, especially when there are group settings. So I asked you the question, are you ready to put your mask back on? At least for those who have taken them off. Because I'm still seeing people outdoors, in the great outdoors, where the chances of getting sick are like slim and none, they're wearing masks. And I just shake my head. But again, it's certainly anybody's prerogative to wear a mask to bed or anywhere you want. If you're on a rocket ship by yourself, you can wear a mask. It's your choice. if you choose to do that, based on, of course, fear and apprehension and anxiety, based on what you've been slammed with over the last 2.5 years, that if you don't, you're going to get sick. And we all know, because many people who have been very diligent about wearing masks, they have, of course, gotten sick themselves. Those who have never taken the mask off, they just have gotten ill. In the very beginning, and some of our regular listeners recall this, that I interviewed on this radio show a world-renowned virologist by the name of Dr. Judy Mikovits. She used to work at the National Institutes of Health. In fact, she knows Fauci, Dr. Fauci. And she's an author. She spoke to us on this radio show a couple of times about how masks are a futile attempt to stop viruses, mostly because most of the spread of viruses is not from contact, even though the CDC said, yeah, you got to be careful with those bad surfaces, but rather aerosolized viruses in the air are the primary vector, and masks do not stop those. Even Dr. Fauci admitted that. He did. But they're talking about remasking people. How do you feel about that? Putting the mask back on and getting boosters for the end of time. We'll be right back.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best, you can be the King Kong banging on your chest, you can beat the world, you can beat the war, you can talk the guy go banging on his door, you can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, you can move a mountain, you can break rocks, you
used to be a master. Don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
In the Hall of Fame.
You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. You're invited to stick around because we have got so much more information to share with you coming up. Later in the show, we have this week's installments of the Health Alternative of the Week, Outrage of the Week. I want you to know about a product recall and the Health Mystery of the Week. We'll get back to my finishing comments on Dr. Fauci reemerging after another bout of COVID, him being, of course, fully vaccinated and boosted. This message goes out to anybody who is either struggling with or knows somebody who is struggling with cancer, the big C. I mean, it's one thing to have a disease that's as scary as cancer. It's the other part of it is that you see somebody go through conventional medical therapy for cancer and their quality of life circles the drain. They lose their hair. They can't keep food down. They're so fatigued, they have to lay in bed, and all the side effects are just like, you know, the worst possible thing. It doesn't have to be that way, folks. There are cancer therapies that do not cause those kinds of adverse reactions, and those cancer therapies are available at a medical center called Brio Medical. You have Dr. Nathan Goodyear, who's been a guest on this program, who is the medical director, a world leader in holistic, integrative cancer treatments using the most advanced, scientific, and evidence-based cancer-killing therapies to help all types of cancer at all stages, whether a person has, in fact, they do see people who have failed in conventional cancer therapies, and they're still able to help them feel better. Dr. Goodyear and his team of medical doctors, ultimate aim is of individualized treatment programs to combat cancer on all levels, no matter what it is, to break cancer's cycle of resistance and invasion, to allow those effective treatments to achieve no evidence of disease. Brio Medical has a team of medical doctors who specialize in treating these kinds of cancers, all types and all stages. Do not wait. Find out what they do, the innovative treatments that you may not be familiar with, because this is a complicated, very scary disease, and you need to have all options on the table, not just poisoning you with chemotherapy or burning things out with radiation or surgery. Exercise your right to learn about these innovative, science-based therapies for helping cancer at Brio Medical Center. Their website, Brio Medical, BRIOMedical.com, BrioMedical.com, or their toll-free number. Call them right now, 844-411-2746. Get that conversation going for yourself or somebody you care about. 844-411-2746, 844-411-BRIO or BrioMedical.com. We'll be right back.
Looking to support healthy A1C levels and keep your blood sugar levels on track? For healthy blood sugar levels, turn to Sue Control D from Terry Naturally. Sue Control D features an herb that's been clinically studied in Europe for over 60 years and has shown amazing results. Sue Control D supports healthy A1C levels throughout the day, along with balanced blood sugar levels, insulin function, and carbohydrate metabolism. And remember, all Terry Naturally products offer you the results you deserve or your money back. Choose the safe, effective way to provide amazing support for healthy A1C levels and keep your blood sugar levels on track. Choose Sue Control D. Start taking Sue Control D today and start seeing results. Get Sue Control D and other high-quality supplements at TerryNaturallyVitamins.com or your favorite health food store. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Sue Control D supports healthy blood sugar and A1C levels already within normal range.